Good evening and welcome to this edition of the KPFK Evening News for Friday, January 3rd. I'm Molly Page.
And I'm Patty Peach, sitting in for Sylvester Rivers. We'll be with you till 6:30. The time is 6:01.
The LA City Council unanimously denounces border vigilantes, and supporters of the South Central Farmers demonstrate in West LA.
Arnold Schwarzenegger settles a lawsuit over his top aide's communications, and a ferry carrying 1,300 passengers goes down in the Red Sea.
These and several other stories for you tonight, plus our weekly comment from Michael Benner. But first to City Hall.
Taking it upon themselves along the border.
President Eric Garcetti speaking to KPFK's Paige Getz.
LA City Council member Jack Weiss says he intends to run for city attorney in 2007 if incumbent Rocky Delgadillo becomes the next state attorney general. Weiss tells the LA Times that if Delgadillo wins in November, he will run for city attorney in the resulting special election. If Delgadillo loses, the former federal prosecutor says he would run in 2009 when Delgadillo is termed out of office. Former Assembly Speaker and mayoral candidate Bob Hertzberg is also expressing interest in the city attorney job. Delgadillo is running for the Democratic nomination for state attorney general against Oakland mayor and former governor Jerry Brown.
The Schwarzenegger administration is a Mercury News and the San Diego Daily Transcript.
Backers of an initiative requiring parental consent for teens seeking an abortion are trying again after failing in the special election. The coalition that fought to defeat Proposition 73 is also preparing for the new fight, although they're hoping the new proposed initiative won't even make it to the ballot this November. Christopher Martinez reports.
Supporters of laws requiring Christopher Martinez.
A rally in support of the South Central Farmers interrupted traffic.
Paige Getz for the KPFK News.
You're listening to the KPFK Evening News, broadcasting on 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and of course online at kpfk.org. The time is 6:14.
The Bush administration is retaliating against Venezuela by expelling a senior diplomat from Washington. A spokesperson for the State Department says the Venezuelan ambassador's chief of staff is being sent back to Caracas. The move was motivated by yesterday's announcement that a U.S. embassy military attaché was being expelled from Venezuela for his alleged role in extracting state secrets for the Pentagon.
The Colombian government is a craft fired at its side of the border.
Amazon Watch is asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to launch an investigation into Chevron's role in a contamination catastrophe in Ecuador. KPFK's Ernesto Arce has more.
Atosa soldiers, I'm Ernesto Arce.
An operation led by the Egyptian Navy has led pilgrimage to Mecca.
The top leader of Hamas says the group will never recognize Israel, although it might be willing to negotiate terms for a temporary truce. Khaled Mashal made the offer to Israel today, ahead of negotiations between Hamas and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas over the shape of the next government. Hamas leaders say they might embrace a temporary truce with Israel that could include the establishment of a Palestinian state in the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank, but it will not abandon a long-term goal to destroy Israel. Violence in the region continued today when Islamic Jihad fired rockets into southern Israel, wounding three, and Israeli forces shot artillery fire into the northern Gaza Strip. Israeli aircraft also struck alleged Hezbollah positions in South Lebanon shortly after an attack on the Israeli military post near the border.
You're listening to the KPFK Evening News. The time is 6:20.
With today's labor headlines, here are Doug Cunningham and Jesse Russell of the Workers' Independent News Service.
The United Mine Workers' Phil Smith says at laborradio.org.
Now for a comment from one of KPFK's hosts of Inner Vision, Michael Benner.
Earlier this week, I'm Michael Benner.
Inner Vision can be heard at 1 p.m. every weekday. You can hear an entire hour with Michael Benner every Friday on KPFK.
That concludes this edition of the KPFK Evening News. Our news director is Molly Page. Our producer is Patrick Burke. And we'd also like to thank Paige Getz, Ernesto Arce, Christopher Martinez, Michael Benner, and engineer Jazz Shepherd. I'm Patty Peach.
Sylvester Rivers will be joining us in about a week again. I'm Molly Page. Thanks for listening. FSRN is next.